from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on 910 Classic Country. KCJB in Minot, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, and Farm News in Real Country, Thunder 1061, also Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, the U.S. pork industry is urging President Donald Trump to renegotiate rather than withdraw from the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, or CORAS. The push follows on the heels of similar comments made by the president regarding the North America Free Trade Agreement. While farm groups are treating CORAS like NAFTA, arguing for renegotiation versus withdrawal. They succeeded in bending the president's ear on NAFTA and now hope to do the same on the 2011 CORAS that sharply reduced or ended tariffs on key farm products. National Pork Producer spokesman Dave Warner explains.
Last year we sold $365 million worth of pork to South Korea, making it the number five foreign destination for U.S. pork. The big thing, though, is that we send an awful lot of product that we don't use here. So what is known as the offal, the internal organs, they're not cuts that typically are eaten in the United States, but they have a high value in South Korea and other Southeast Asian countries.
Pork products would face huge tariffs without CORAS, as would U.S. beef and other ag exports in South Korea. Now, Warner says a key player in defending free trade agreements for agriculture is new USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue, who helped convince the president to stay in NAFTA last month.
It's very critical that we now have Sonny Perdue there at USDA. He knows the value of these free trade agreements to U.S. agriculture. U.S. agriculture has a trade surplus.
Warner says his industry sells more pork to the 20 nations with which the U.S. has free trade agreements than it does to the rest of the world combined. He argues it's only by negotiating new deals that U.S. agriculture is able to reduce foreign tariffs, and the U.S. can reduce its overall trade deficit. Well, the March export numbers are in, and U.S. Meat Export Federation spokesman Joe Sheely says those figures capped off a strong first quarter for the pork industry.
March was our highest volume month ever, almost 228,000 metric tons. That's up 16%. From a year ago, and export value was $587 million. That was up 22%. So for the first quarter, we finished 17% higher in volume and 22% up in value, just under $1.6 billion for the quarter in value. And it was really strong performance. We're at a time of record high pork production, and so some people might naturally say, well, of course you're exporting more because there's more pork available, but that's why we try to go beyond those volume numbers and look at the return we're getting for exports. And we're not just moving large volumes of pork at lower prices. The prices we're receiving is pretty strong. The per head slaughtered average is quite strong, and so that's good news for producers.
Mexico remains a key market for U.S. pork, especially hams.
The U.S. industry is of a nature where we're always going to have a large surplus of hams relative to the ribs and bellies and other cuts that command more attention domestically. Ham makes up a large part of the carcass, and so we need to move a good portion of that product internationally. Mexico is really a shining star in that regard. We do a lot of work with the large processors in Mexico. We also sell a lot of ham at retail and in the restaurant sector. And so Mexico really just an outstanding performance. We really saw an uptick there.
South Korea has also been a strong market for U.S. pork, as we've mentioned. The Pork Checkoff funds the development of international markets for U.S. pork through the U.S. Meat Export Federation. While as we take a look at what's going on in other places in agriculture, Illinois farmers are not exactly happy with all the precip they've gotten in the past couple of weeks. And we're going to take a break here. But when we come back, we're actually going to talk to some farmers from Illinois and how it looks out there in their fields. And there's not a real lot of good news. It should be affecting the markets. That's next.